Sponsorship for Marketing Voices is provided by Intel, the world leader in silicon innovation.
This is Marketing Voices, featuring the fresh perspectives of industry leaders and examining the impact of social media on marketing.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Jones. Welcome to Marketing Voices. I'm here at the Forrester Marketing Forum, and I've got Brian Haven with me, who's a Forrester Research. And we're going to be talking about what he just actually delivered a speech on today, which is all about brand engagement and what's happening in brand engagement that's really new and different. So, Brian, welcome to Marketing Voices.
Thank you for having me.
So, tell me about it. What do you think is unique about brand engagement today that wasn't sort of part of brand engagement 6 months ago or a year ago?
Well, I think we've seen a pretty fundamental change in how companies interact with their customers. And marketers are used to being in control of the message. That's been the way it's worked for decades. And the online channel has started to change some of that. But a lot of the metrics and things that marketers measure to determine performance and success have been repurposed from those traditional channels. And now the introduction of all these social media tools, which are just, you know, facilitating people to engage with each other even on an even more active basis than they were before, has now really started to challenge a company's, you know, position in the marketplace in terms of how they relate with their customer. And what engagement is, the way we define it here at Forrester, is the level of involvement, interaction, intimacy, and influence that a person has with a brand over time. And so there are a number of different ways that companies can measure that. But fundamentally, what we're trying to do is say there are different levels of engagement that people have with a brand. And what we're trying to teach companies to do and trying to make them aware of is that they need to pay attention to their most engaged customers because they can learn from them, and those people can actually become advocates on their behalf.
So who do you think is really doing brand engagement the best today?
It's hard to say that because this is Model T Ford era time for engagement. It's really early in the process. Much like, you know, if we were having this conversation about social media 2 or 3 years ago, we'd be saying the same thing. It's hard to find great examples. We heard from Nike Jordan earlier, the Jordan brand within the Nike. They've done some really interesting things. Tomorrow FedEx is going to be speaking, and I haven't talked to them yet, but from what I've heard of the people who talked to them, they do some really fascinating and in-depth insight into understanding who their customers are and how they target them. They really know what an engaged customer is. Leapfrog is another one that's speaking here. They do some really great stuff. They obviously have a very engaging product in and of itself. So we've got a couple of great examples of people speaking here, and those are some of the good ones. But, you know, there's other companies out there that are really trying to figure this out. Adobe's, you know, pretty aggressive. MTV, there's a number of companies out there that are really doing everything they can to try to understand what engagement means to them.
So do you think that, the younger generation, say people under 20 are more understanding of this change, or do you think they just, because they use the tools, they just get it more? What do you think the mentality is of that generation?
Yeah, well, I mean, the younger people, they've grown up all their lives with this technology. I mean, in my generation, I bridged the gap. I, you know, grew up younger, not having a lot of this, but, you know, once I got into, you know, late college and whatnot, then suddenly these tools started to become available. But for these young people, that's just the way they engage and interact with each other, you know, and it's easy for us to say, well, they're teens, they have a lot of free time on their hands, right? So they don't necessarily, you know, represent where they will be a few years from now. But in reality, what we end up with is the fact that, yes, once they get jobs and they have families, you know, they're not gonna have as much time to spend on social networking sites. Their fundamental expectation of how they interact with the brand is completely different than our generation. And so they're going to expect companies to behave like people. And when we see companies participate in social networks like Facebook or MySpace, you know, it's not just about putting a big ad up in there. Those brands have to act like people. They have to engage with each other. They're friends just like other people are your friends. So it really has a completely different expectation. And this generation, I think, this younger generation is really going to drive a lot of that change.
So I've been talking to Brian Haven of Forrester Research, and we're going to head off to see the Walmart keynote. So Brian, thank you for joining me in Marketing Voices.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. So to my listeners, until next week, may all the voices you hear be Marketing Voices.